interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right, this goes back to Monday night. Early Monday morning. So Sunday night has now extended to 1 o'clock in the morning on Monday in San Antonio, Texas. And the police arrive on the scene at a house, and they find a man covered in blood and screaming, "Help me," from the back of the house. The officers then see the suspect and order the guy to get on the ground. But he's holding something metal in his hand, and he won't comply with the cops. So the officers get the stun gun going. They get him out, they get the stun gun, and they get him into custody. And then they find out what the suspect was holding and had been using as a weapon. And it was a bloodied mailbox flag that he had in his hand. The officers said he was under the influence, and a family member said he gave the suspect a hug when the guy arrived at the house. And that's when the suspect pulled out the mailbox flag and began stabbing and hitting him with the mailbox flag. Cutting, slicing several times. I didn't know a mailbox flag could be used as a weapon, but then I can't believe it's news, it can. The family member ran to the back of the house to get help from other family members. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect also taken to the hospital and looked into for some kind of treatment, but the mailbox flag. Whidbey, Iowa 911 standing by here in a second, but I got to tell you about the embarrassing day that a mom had at her daughter's sports day event. And you know how schools will have a so-called sports day where the parents come and they do some activities with the kids. I don't know if you're doing the three-legged race or, you know, the bag race or whatever it is, and the parents are competing with various sports and games. Well, a mom in England. And everybody records it, you know, because they got the cameras.
We know where this is going.
It's pretty embarrassing.
I mean, I think I know where it's
Well, going. It involves some nice nudity.
Oh, I thought we were going to have parents fighting. Okay.
No. The mom in England was not planning on being in the running race, but her daughter talked her into it at the last minute, and it didn't end well. As the cameras rolled, they're in the middle of the race, mom's running. And she face plants and goes down. Her dress that she's wearing ends up flipping over her head because she's wearing a dress. And as she goes down, the dress comes up over her waist and shoulders. And there in front of everybody and all their cameras in class is her thong and her ass. And everything is just on full display in the middle of the schoolyard.
Yes, Mom, you can come to our event today. Just promise me you're not going to embarrass me in any way, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I won't.
Uh-huh.
I promise.
She was wearing the full on. Everyone got the thong show at school.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Okay, tomorrow morning at this time, we'll give you some, since we're going to be in Friday Harbor, we'll do some San Juan Island 911. But we're staying the Whidbey Island right now. And let's begin Friday, April 29th, 2:28 p.m., Trisha Lane. 911 caller says, there's a woman hitting a car with a baseball bat.
Well, Carrie Underwood was arrested early yesterday morning.
Sunday, May 1st. 8:17 p.m. Green Valley Road. 911 caller says, my friend has baby raccoons, and I'm having some concerns with how she's taking care of them.
She's not breastfeeding them, is she?
Sunday, May 1st, 9:32 p.m. Green Valley Road. 911 caller says, two people over here are fighting over baby raccoons. Tuesday, May 3rd, 2:35 p.m., Dusty Lane. 911 caller says, I just overheard a guy say he's going to tear this island apart to find his lost dog. Wednesday, May 4th, 11:32 a.m., Goose Road. 911 caller says, someone is playing a piano over a loudspeaker. And finally, Tuesday, May 3rd, 3:13 a.m., Hasty Road. 911 caller says, I'd say there's about 20 cows loitering in the intersection.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.